That glorious intro music, the start of our show, KiwiRadio.nz, here every week showcasing Kiwi acts from New Zealand. We do have a wonderful band tonight. East York will be joining us on the first half. If you like bands like Alice in Chains, Faith No More, things like that, they should be rocking good fun. They've got a debut EP called Origins, and I'll be talking to the band first and foremost. And on the second half of the show, we do have a wonderful guest known as the Hugs Man. He's been hugging everyone in downtown Queen Street, giving good vibes. He's actually going to give me a 3-song set of his favourite records. More of that on the second half of the show. His name is Deltra, but mainly known as the Free Hugs Guy down in Lower Queen Street. But we'll get our first guest on the way right now. Welcome to Kiwi Radio, East York.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, thanks for popping by into this wee podcast here. And tell us about your band and who you are and all that jazz.
Well, thanks for having us. Appreciate it. So East York, we formed, we're all Kiwis from all over New Zealand. My brother Joel and I are from Bay of Plenty. Joel plays bass in the band. Singer Tarquin is also from Bay of Plenty. So I've known Tarquin for many, many years since we're teenagers. And he's now living in Aussie. And Zane Rosnowski is our drummer, dear friend of mine over many years. And he's based in Melbourne. So we're spread. We're spread all over.
That's awesome. And tonight we're talking to the guitarist, Daz.
Yep, that's me. Absolutely.
Well, Daz, I'm going to give you a warm welcome. I've been holding out for this cold beverage, but I'm going to give you a little Foley right there. That's a real beverage to kickstart.
Oh, hang on. Let me get one going too here.
You got to make yourself comfortable when you're doing a podcast. But Daz, welcome to the show. Is it just you representing this evening?
Just me. I think a couple of the boys will be tuning in though, for sure.
Awesome. Well, hello to Joel, Tarquin, and Zane. You boys are having a great time with your brand new EP. Well, tell us about it. We're a storytelling podcast, so we'll play your tunes and you can tell us all about it. We'll start off with the first tune that I've lined up here called Outsiders. What's that one all about?
Nice. Appropriate as the first tune. It was actually the first song we wrote. Started off as a drum idea from Zane, that main like verse beat. It all kind of stemmed from there. The main riff was inspired by that. We were writing this in Melbourne. We finished the song in March 2020, just as the world kind of shut down. And we were like, hang on, we've got something here. How are we going to navigate this, you know, amongst lockdowns and all of it? So fortunately, Zane and I lived less than 5 kilometres apart. And at that time in Melbourne, there was a 5-kilometre radius. You weren't allowed to leave because of the COVID pandemic. So fortunately, we were in each other's radius so we could get together and write songs. And so it worked in our favour. We were locked down and we had a creative outlet and it was magic. And Tarquin was living in Adelaide at the time. And so we were passing music back and forth. And so early on, we developed an early stage of our online writing workflow. And we wrote this whole record online remotely and then came together and kind of refined, tweaked, and then got into the studio and recorded it. So, yeah, lots of stories amongst all of that. But to give you this one, Outsiders, it's one of our favourites. It's been our set opener on our shows recently around New Zealand. So, yeah, crank it up, turn it up.
Awesome, man. Well, let's kickstart the show with some music. The band is called East York. The tune is Outsiders. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. Simulcast tonight on upfm.co.nz. Here every week, Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. We'll be right back. kiwiradio.nz. We've got Linny listening in and saying that we Kiwis have cool accents. I think we do. We make great music too. The band is called East York. Sorry, I just called you East York. So
sure.
We have things against Tom York. Maybe it's that, you know, he keeps pumping out new music with the smile and not Radiohead. So that's why we East York. So there we go.
True.
I don't know if you're a fan, but I am.
Old school Radiohead fan for sure.
Nice.
Haven't caught up with much recent stuff since In Rainbows, really.
Yeah. Well, the number of times I plugged that band on this podcast, they should really pay me per cent. But anyways, I feel like I've heard that song before. I'm like, it's really familiar. But then I realized, oh, damn, we've been slamming it on the Kiwi Radio playlist. So I'm like, you know, like when you've heard a song a couple of times already, then you're familiar with it and then you enjoy it even more. And I feel like I'm already there with outsiders. So good job.
Love that. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, Daz. Oh, what a cool band. What a cool band. Are you guys kind of like playing live at the moment, or what are you doing in the sort of live entertainment field?
Yeah, man. We had a massive year last year. We went to Australia, did shows around Aussie and also around New Zealand.
How'd that go, man? How'd the Aussies take you?
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, we've got ties in Melbourne, so it was a really special show. Lots of friends there as well, which was always a good time. We had a good set, absolutely. And then 2 weeks later, we started around New Zealand with Devil Skin as their main support.
Yeah, man, congratulations huge on that. Also, your record Thank sounds you. Mean because I see that She Had, or the guy from She Had, gave you a helping hand there. But very impressed with what you guys are doing so far for a band that hasn't really been around for very long, as you mentioned. If you want to check out some photos, the best place I've found them is at instagram.com/EastYorkBand. And you're playing some kick-ass audiences and everything. So congratulations on that. It must be pretty pumped. You must feel pretty pumped. Hamilton turned out really well. I see that.
That was amazing. It was amazing. It was one of my favorites, actually.
Really?
Awesome.
Hamilton?
Yeah,
have
I know.
I was blown away. Have you got any dirty Hamilton secrets?
I do, actually. I left school when I was 16. I left school temporarily when I was 16 to go and join a covers band in Hamilton, thinking that that was the thing that I needed to do to like break out into the music. It was a big opportunity in the big city. And I got there and spent 2 weeks there and I was like, nah, I'm going back to school. So fortunately, I made a good decision there, I think. Went back to 7th form and it worked out really well.
Hey, man, I hope
but that's
everything
works Hamilton
out.
Story.
Yeah. Dirty. Scandal. Yeah. I was thinking like secret snogs or something as well, but I was trying to get down that.
Oh, man, well, I don't know if I'd say this, but like, I don't know if I'd say this on radio, but definitely like smoking joints in the local gardens in Hamilton when I was 16 and buzzing out on all the flowers there. That was a good time.
Yeah, good vibes. Good vibes. You got to enjoy yourselves, you know, especially when you're on the
radio. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good stuff. Well, I'm going to, speaking of enjoying myself, take another swig of my non-alcoholic beverage, which I won't name because they're not a sponsor. But that's good. That's good. I feel extra parched today, and if people from overseas are listening, parched just means like really thirsty. But hasn't Auckland been super hot? I don't know where you are exactly, but Auckland feels like the equator right now, so I've been
there. Right, you get the humidity out there too. I'm actually in Wanaka, and it's very hot. We're 29 last couple of days, and 29 is very hot in Otago, central Otago. Beautiful, gorgeous blue skies and warm weather at the moment.
Well, I'm warming myself into it because I'm going to be going on holiday in a couple of months to a very, very hot location, so you know I'm kind of building myself up, you know, so
Nice. Where are you off to?
Work the dad bod. Undisclosed area 51 triangle thing that I can't tell you. But I just keep to my personal life, you know, you see.
I get it.
Being a famous podcaster and all, you know, you just don't want people waiting at the airport You know what? You know how it is as a famous man, right? In East York. Like, you know, so you just want to kind of have a burger, and then all of a sudden the ladies turn up and you go, mate, just want to have a burger. But anyway.
Come over feed.
It must be a bit of a circus right now in East Yorkland, and I'm going with a segue here because the next track is called Circus. Tell us all about it.
So Circus, that was a fun one. Again, kind of stems from a drum beat idea when we were writing it. But this one we managed to navigate a music video that we shot in Melbourne in between lockdowns in mid-2020. And we had a huge film crew and a massive collaboration. It was a pretty special shoot, actually. A lot of people hadn't been working in the industry for a long time. So it was kind of a labor of love for a lot of people, and they all came together and we shot this music video. We're really proud of it. It came out really well. So you can see that on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, East York Band. But it's, I think the video kind of tells a bit more of a story around it. You know, you'll get an idea around the theme of the song. And there, we're really proud of the video and how it came out. And again, Tom Larkin from Sheard, he recorded and produced all the drums. And we recorded it at his studio in Melbourne. So we were literally like recording, finishing the song at the start of the week of when we were about to shoot. So like the days leading up to the video shoot, even on the day, I think we're doing the final touches to it so we could shoot the video to the final, you know, the final take. It was a crazy time, but super exciting time for the band because, you know, we're releasing new music and it's all kind of, you know, building this natural momentum. From an early stage, which was really cool. But yeah, Circus.
Cool. Hey, Tom Larkin, by the way, for those that aren't in the know, is the drummer of one of the heaviest, coolest rock bands in New Zealand called Sheard. They had to like rename themselves, or they temporarily rebranded themselves as Pacifier for the American audiences that thought they sounded too much like Jihad. True story. I've looked that up, but yeah, no, Sheard, I don't know. That's the real name, right? Pacifier just kind of feels meh. But to have a heavyweight like that, part of your record, I mean, how does it even come about for you guys? And you know,
I guess, you know, Melbourne is a good scene there, but I've known Tom and Sheard guys for many years since going back to the late 90s. Yeah, I've been with those guys and traveling around, following them around the country and around New Zealand and Australia. One of my favourite bands of all time, but managed to, have close family ties with them as well. They're awesome. They're super lovely people, all of them.
Nice.
And, I can pleasure to call them friends now. It's awesome. I actually went out with them as a guitar tech.
Nice.
And a few years ago, and did a couple of shows around New Zealand. I was actually called in as Phil Knight's sub because as their insurance policy. There were some quarantine issues because again it was all in pandemic time. So they brought me in to basically do all the production rehearsals and get the band show ready for the Rhythm and Vines and Rhythm and Elves.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was awesome. I got to hang out at the power station and I was Phil for 2 days rehearsing with them.
No one noticed the different haircut.
Well, John actually posted a photo of us on his Instagram and I was like, all right, what's
that? We look alike kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. People like, who's this guy?
I feel like good cover, you know, like I'm thinking of the singer Sia, you know how she's got that image of the wig and things like that. But if you just had this kind of iconic image with each band member, then it's an easy flip if you need to just don't invite each other's wives around afterwards. I don't know where I'm going with that.
To finish up that story, so essentially I was ready to go on stage with my vine, but Phil made it 10 minutes before the show, so awesome, best case scenario for the band.
Nice.
But because they're lovely, they took me out as their guitar tech around the country, and then in Wanaka, they asked me, invited me up to play with three guitars for a song called You Again, which is one of their greatest tunes of, one of the greatest tunes of New Zealand rock history, really. So I got to play on stage with them in front of 10,000 in Wanaka.
Nice, congrats.
Like, literally, it's like going on stage with the Foo Fighters, or, it's that level for me. One of my favourite bands of all time. So
I was actually thinking of Foo Fighters just then. You weren't thinking of, like, maybe doing a blooper, and you were pretending to be, like, just a random person on the audience, and the band's like, who here plays guitar? And you're like, over here.
No, get him up here.
Get him up here and see what he can do. Wow, man, you can slash.
Man, if that was on the cards, I would have been up for it, man. I would have done it.
Hey, entertainment. You just gotta kind of
show business.
Anyways, let's get into the music. Mm-hmm. Circus is the next track.
Circus, man.
You're tuning to Kiwi Radio. Radio.nz. Big shout out to upfm.co.nz here on a casual Tuesday for you. We're almost halfway through this show. Man, we've got so much jam-packed filled goodness to go for 30 more minutes. So I'm going to get straight into it. We've got another special guest calling us from overseas. So there's actually a couple of ways you can join in the conversation. You can call us on the landline if you're in New Zealand on 09889 855. You can also email kiwiradio@proton.me or add me on instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz to line up a conversation or music plug, which is what we're doing right now with East York. Oh man, so good, like level 12. I love that, the timing and the drums. Can you tell us the time signature for that, because that's not 4/4, man. Is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I hadn't thought about it. It started off as a, it's a drum and bass beat though. If you break it down, like the verse beat started as like, it's a drum and bass groove and feel.
Syncopation.
And then we built it from there. Syncopation.
Not accenting exactly on the drop. Anyway, we won't lose half our audience. Speaking of audience, thank you so much for everyone tuning in every week. We've got a ramp up now of, let's have a look, 40 unique listeners. So unique IPs. We get a map from the radio station of where people are listening from, so we don't know exactly who you are, but we can say shout out to Santa Clara in the United States. Hello to Germany, Guten Tag. And big appearance here from Wellington in New Zealand, more so than Auckland. So Aucklanders, shame on you, but Wellington, g'day mate. Must be.
Yeah, Wellies.
So, is there a reason for that?
Is I don't know.
Half the band
we love Wellies. Okay. I love Wellington.
Have you played in Wellington before?
We have, yeah. We played in Wellington. And we were there recently. We recorded drums for our new music, actually. So if I may quickly get a quick shout out, we're actually writing a new record at the moment. We've got six songs, I think, in out of 10 for the album that we're, yeah. So we're recording, and we've got an awesome producer lined up for that, recording that this year. So we have some new music coming very soon.
You heard that here first on Kiwi Radio.
It is, actually, exclusive to Kiwi Radio.
Nice. Well done, East York. Officially our favourite band of the day. Anyways.
Hey, we'll take it, man. Absolutely.
Are you having fun?
Me? Absolutely. No, it's stoked, man. Thank you so much.
It's a shame because it's sort of like the last song now.
We're there.
It's great.
We are there. It's a good one, though. It's actually, and coincidentally, it's the song that we usually close the set out with, too.
Ooh.
Live. But you should come and check us out live if you ever get a chance. We want to take this overseas over the next couple of years with the next record, so we're really excited.
Do it, guys. It sounds like you've got everything going for you, so keep it up, and we wish you the best wishes. It's not actually uncommon for us to get the acts before they got big. It's happened a few times already. Won't name any names, but it has happened. So East York is the band to remember. East York. Tell us about your final track here of your three-song set. It's called To Kill the Sun. You say you normally close the show with it, but tell us a bit of background story with this piece of music.
Yeah, I think we're listening to a lot of Don Broco, wicked UK band worth checking out. It's just a cool groove. It started off like when we knew there was something special about the chorus groove, the way that the main verse riff kind of switches into the chorus groove. We knew that we had something quite special there with the instrumental, and so Zane and I were really excited about it early on, going, that we've got something there. And then Tarquin came back with his vocal over it, and it just, obviously elevated and took it to where it is. But man, it's one of my favorites for sure. One of my proudest moments on the EP.
Awesome. Well, East York, thank you so much for showcasing your music. We've been interviewing Daz Coppins on the guitar there. He is joined by Joel Tarquin and Zane as a wonderful four-piece. You should definitely go check him out. East York is the band. Anything else?
Hey, man. That's it. Really appreciate the support, Ralph. Thank you.
Anytime, guys. Keep it locked here on Kiwi Radio. Don't go anywhere. We've got two more guests to try and squeeze into the last half hour, and we'll get more into that straight after this piece of music. Tuned into kiwiradio.nz. We are now opening our lines, so if you are from New Zealand, give us a quick call on 09889 855. That's 09889 855, or again, you hit me up on instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz if you want to be part of the conversation. We do have a live call right now for our next guest, Julian, who is also known as the Free Hugs Man.
Hey, how's it going?
We're finally here, man. I feel like we've been lining up this interview for so long, and here we are, kickstarting 2024 with you.
Yeah, right, good now. Thing to take time is what I'd say.
It does, man. And I noticed too, I'm glad we kind of waited, because I know you as the YouTube sensation that is the Free Hugs guy, who's been giving free hugs to people in Auckland. And I've actually deep dived into your conversations. I feel like I kind of know your persona a little bit, maybe not. But could you tell maybe give us a quick reason as to why you've been doing that? I mean, it's great that you have, but, you know, give us some insight of what kickstarted that, for example.
Well, I went down to the Wellington anti-mandate protest because, I mean, at the time I wasn't working and it was something to do, something, a unique experience. It was an awesome experience. But, you know, I felt like spreading a bit of positivity there. And I had a Free Hugs t-shirt from a festival 10 years ago, but I left it at my home in Tauranga where I was at the time. So I made a Free Hugs sign. That got me a bit of attention and, you know, helped me spread a bit of positivity. Somebody made me the purple Free Hugs shirt that you'll see if you go on my Instagram. And then I got a sign made and then just kept kind of doing it outside of that and just moved back up to Auckland and kind of went around Queen Street and K Road for about a year and a half, just spreading positivity to anyone that came up to me and wanted it.
I heard on one of your interviews that it was the best, lowest paid job you've ever had.
Yeah, it's fantastic work, but it doesn't pay very well doing Free Hugs.
But it's good on you. So, wow, you started off in Wellington there when everyone was so angry at the government. Were you angry too? Or were you just there to kind of...
It was a bit of both. Like I
tell us,
didn't really agree with like forcing people to do something, or else you'll take away their rights. Like we all know that's bad parenting, right?
Yeah, you
know, like
naughty,
encourage
naughty
with
civilians.
Yeah, exactly.
We are the daddy.
With the authority, and if you don't do what we do, we'll take it away from you. It's like, you know, what about positive encouragement? There was also
what
a
about
bit of that.
Free will.
Free will, exactly.
No.
I believe in autonomy, so, you know, I was definitely there for that.
It was more like mummy issues at the time, wasn't it, though? It wasn't really anyway.
Auntie issues. Yeah, definitely.
Auntie JJ. Yeah.
JJ, yeah, she was cool at first, and then you got to know her the second time around.
Like,
and
isn't that like most aunties, right?
I don't know, it depends on how much wine they drink.
Want some chocolate? Thanks, Auntie. Want some drugs with that? No, Auntie. Yeah.
Oh, why not? It might depend which one.
Free of mine.
But I'm nine.
Anyways, I thought I'd kind of like get into your personality a bit before we're actually going to do deep dive into your favorite records and as to why. But speaking of records, you've actually been spinning some tracks as a DJ as well. Tell us about that too.
Yeah, so I've always had a kind of a keen interest in music and particularly in electronic music. Music far and wide as I got older. But yeah, about 13, 14, I downloaded my virtual DJ because it was free. It's just a free sandbox to practice DJing. And I've actually been doing that, when I think about it, for the better part of about 14 years. So in the last sort of 6 months, I've really like met a few more DJ friends and started, you know, why not putting myself out there. And I've landed a few gigs, like a couple of small bars along K Road and somewhere in Ponsonby here and there. But it's just the start. I don't know where it'll go from there, but I'm just having fun. So that's more important to me than anything else. Just surviving and having fun, really.
You are such a cool dude. I kind of feel like we need to hang out. Are you Auckland based?
Yes, I am. I'm currently in Myers Park in Auckland CBD.
You gave us your exact GPS coordinates, so if you want to hang out.
No, Myers Park, you won't find me. If you find me, it's with Wally.
Yeah, fair enough. Do you have long hair or short hair at the moment? Because I feel like it's changing on your later posts as a DJ.
Yes. No, I got it cut short because I wanted to... I wanted to focus on myself a little bit, and the hair was like a little bit of maintenance as well. But I grew it out completely naturally for about 5 years. And now with it short, people will be like, I know your face, but I don't know where from. And I'll be like, the Free Hugs guy, like, oh yeah, you had long hair. Yeah. So a lot of that happens, but it was just, you know, to draw a bit less attention, but I'm going to grow it back out again. It's kind of part of the image.
Nice. I was going to say it's part of your icon. And also if you cut it too short too soon, it cuts into your wig merchandise as well. So, because you do have a fan
base. I should just sell blonde wigs.
Yeah, for sure. You do have a bit of a fan base. I'm going to give that plug right now. It's instagram.com/freehugs_NZ. Such a cool handle as well. I'm great.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that I got it, but I'm very happy that I did.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, people have numbers and things like that on their handle, but no, you're freehugs_NZ. So
yeah, I was preempting it being a worldwide thing, so I had to put NZ there, you know.
yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's start off. We've actually got a audience call as well. So do you want to do like a 2-song showcase here?
Yeah, might as well. I'll do the 2 songs. Yeah,
give us the first one. Should we chuck love? Because
yeah, why not?
out of the three, that was the one that was already on our playlist. But tell us why this song called Soul Symphony gets you in the feels. What's the meaning?
First of all, massive respect for having it in your playlist.
Yep.
So that song, I don't know that much about Chuck Love or 4 Feet who was featured on the song, but everything about how the song feels and like all the instruments and just the rhythm of the song is quite similar to what I grew up with. My dad had a Jamiroquai CD when I was about 6 or 7, so just all that acid jazz and then later on kind of jazzy and disco-y kind of house, which I still play to this day. So yeah, it kind of speaks about how I feel about music. And has a lot of my favorite sounds, rhythms, instruments in it, and it's really smooth vocals, so nice jam.
Respect. And you know we're good playlist buddies because we've got the same songs on our iPods, but here we go. Chuck Love is the first track recommended by the infamous celebrity in New Zealand, the Free Hugs guy. We'll get to know more about him in about 5 minutes' time. You want to call in? 09889855 if you're in New Zealand. Kiwi Radio.
Coming on, I ask myself, what went wrong? What can-
All right, Kiwi Radio. That is a fitting song for our sister radio station that we are simulcast to live right now, which is upfm.co.nz. UpFM is a full spectrum techno and house and dance radio station, so head along there. There's some other live shows from New Zealand and Australia too. We got to mention the Aussies. But yeah, great track. And I feel like with your playlist, you do definitely have sort of like a house vibe. So is that what you're planning to do with your upcoming DJ sets?
Well, whenever I do a DJ set at a bar or a club, it's more about reading the feel of the people and the bar that's there. So if I'm on a bar on K Road, I will probably play some electro house, something a little bit harder. But if I'm at like a more casual bar in Ponsonby, kind of during the afternoon or evening, I'll play some sort of jazzy house similar to what you just heard.
Oh, so my vibe.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. It is. I like to keep a lot of that stuff around, you know, for a rainy day.
Nice. I hope to catch you and hang out at are you planning any new gigs and bar gigs anytime soon?
Well, at some point I should return to Ahu at Ponsonby. I'm not exactly sure when that will be, and probably at the Fitzroy in Ponsonby. There's something else coming up in the works there, so I will promote that on my DJ Instagram, which I should actually mention.
Can you mention that? So because I need to find that. Yep.
Of course, yeah. So my DJ name is Deltra, D-E-L-T-R-A. So my Instagram is just _Deltra. There's not a lot on there at the moment, but I should probably put a link to it in the Free Hugs Instagram as well, just so people can kind of find it. And they might come the same thing. Follow, bing! Put that notification bell.
Nice. Followed, definitely. Cool. I'm looking forward to, seeing which ones I can attend. And,
Sure thing.
Cool. Keep giving the good vibes to people. That's amazing. Well, tell us about your sign-off song, which you've got two here, so pick your fave.
All right, so we'll go with Right Away by Moon Boots. So
I'm glad you mentioned Moon Boots, because I'm kind of familiar with your other track recommendation was Crazy P. I kind of know them.
Yeah, Crazy P.
A little bit housey.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but
they're that kind of 90s feeling house. It's nice.
But I have no idea what Moon Boots are, so take it away.
So Moon Boots, they're more of a modern artist. I think I'm pretty sure they operate out of England just by the sound, but I don't know too much about them. But their sound is definitely, I guess you'd call it new disco, like NU. They like to have like a very much a disco kind of feeling and emotion to their music, but they like a good like thumping housey bass line. Like it's best way to describe it is a good womp. Like, and you'll hear it in the song as well. It starts pretty quickly and it goes throughout the whole song.
Nice. Hey, thank you so much are we allowed to call you by your real first name, or do you want to be like Daft Punkish and be, you know, vaguely anonymous?
Oh, I like the vaguely anonymous thing, you know, it keeps the name a bit more personal.
Your name's Deltra, you know, like Deltra.
Yeah, that works, doesn't it?
Deltra, or Free Hugs Guy, I mean, yeah. Yeah, it's how I know you.
Depends what I'm doing at the time.
Yeah, it depends which hat you're wearing. Or which wig. So there we go.
Yes, definitely.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing your passion for some good records, because that does add to the good vibes. And thanks for joining us here on Kiwi Radio. Anything else, by the way?
No, not really that I can think of, eh? But I might do another call at some point in future.
Yeah, please do. Give us another 3-song set, or, you know, if you want to plug a gig or anything like that. Let our little community know. And, it's really cool who we've met, like, online, then offline on the podcast. So that happens too. So, yeah, man, just keep it real.
I knew this was going to happen anyway, so, you know.
Did we just become friends, mate?
Or maybe we'll have to see when we see each other.
Yeah. As long as I don't, what's it called when you like catfish you? Yeah.
Oh, catfish, yeah.
I'm a real dude. Hey, at least you're not some of my.
Pot plant.
Yeah. At least some of my guests were like, oh, well, I was hesitant in calling. I thought you were, con artist, or you were going to like, what's it called when people try and take money from people?
A scam,
yeah. Yeah, I've been called all sorts. But hey, we're about 104 episodes in, so hopefully we're getting... Huh. Yeah, you're episode 104 today.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
All right, take it away with Right Away, man.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for joining us today on episode 104. Open lines, 09889 8555, if you want to call in. We've got 10 minutes to go. Let's do this. Kiwi Radio. With a bit of Moon Boots. Huge thank you to Free Hugs Guy. If you want to join his DJ page, it's _ Deltra on Instagram. His other page is freehugs_NZ. Make a friend. And also thank you so much to East York, that fantastic rock band that joined us on the first half. Now I'm going to be opening lines. I've got some audience members joining me very soon. You'll keep it locked here on Kiwi Radio. We got 9 minutes of party time. For a second, we'll get back, straight back to you. Can hear you loud and clear. We actually have some wonderful friends of the podcast joining us in the last segment here. But want to say a big thank you to everyone joining us all the way from the States to Germany, India, and New Zealand. All 32 wonderful, unique, beautiful souls. And to everyone listening to this on replay. But anyways, welcome. It is Tuesday, 30th of January, 2024, here in New Zealand. We are from the future because everyone else is a day behind. But it's Linny.
Yeah.
Hear you loud and clear. How you doing, my friend?
Perfect. I'm doing pretty good there, Ralphie.
Welcome,
how are you?
Welcome to our little island called the Long White Cloud. That is New Zealand.
That is so cool. Coolest accent.
Nice. Doesn't it feel awesome how you can hop on a digital plane and just be in New Zealand in like 3 seconds, still in your pajamas and listening to great accents that are so foreign?
Yeah, it's very cool. Yep.
Well, tell people where you're from, which country, and what's on your mind.
Well, I'm from Canada. I think most people are aware, but we're the center. So
the most censored place on earth. God bless Canada. How does it feel to not be able to say what you want?
We're going to be the freest country on earth one of these days. We will.
Woo!
We will. Because the people are going to rise up like we did once. That happened. And that, but that was a spirit thing, right? That's of the spirit that goes to show the power it has unto itself. That's a thing you can't make up. You can't force. It just happened. And that was great. But that's what we're going through right now. We'll see what happens. It's not over yet.
Well, tell people of New Zealand what's in the latest news cycle in Canada, like boots on the ground, what's happening, because, you know, no one listens to the television.
Oh, with news, all kinds of stuff. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, worldwide, what's happening with news is that people are rising up, but you don't see it on mainstream news, right? But truly what's happening that you won't find on the propaganda channels is farmers like countries, Germany, France, Spain, you know, they are rising up. They are done with oppressive governments. That is not supposed to be how democratic governments are. It's supposed to be the voice of the people, right?
And it's funny you say that, because the secret job that I have for the public sector is actually involves like security cameras and things like that. Won't say any more, but on a daily we see like uprisings and people doing this and that, but it never makes the news. Or it does, but it's kind of like being curated in a way, like softened. Like, for example, they don't call them protests anymore. They call it public gatherings. Oh, no, sorry, public events. Just because, you know, it's a public event.
Right, because, see, so because these people who do run the world, they try to manage the way they have for millennia. They have to manage the masses, right? So those people know, they do know how we work. And, you know, my background is marketing. So when your background is marketing, the first thing you do out of school is psychology, child psychology, how humans work, how your brain works. And in marketing, they know that, because remember the subliminal programming, they understand how people are programmed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they know people look to each other to see what's going on. That's a big part. And I'm in sales. That's my whole background is marketing. So we know when you're selling, you'll want to say stuff like, hey, you know what's happening right now? What's happening is people are doing this, because people want to ask. They'll come in and say, hey, what's everyone doing? They want to know. It's part of how the mind does work with a lot of people. They want to know what's going on. So they don't want to tell people what's really going on. They want to hide that part of what's going on, that people are uprising and having a problem with corruption. They don't want that. So they'll try to pretend, you know, they try to push on the TV news propaganda of, hey, look what's going on. And they want you to follow that. But it's funny how all their marketing strategies aren't working that well, because a lot of countries are rising up. They squash it down. I mean, we had our uprising. So what's happening now in Canada? Because you remember we had our big uprising a couple of years ago. But the courts did rule that the government was out of line calling the Emergencies Act.
Mm.
They did rule that in the courts. So
they just made it up, right?
That's sort of,
like the monetary
later,
system made out of thin air. Let's just do something different. If
all of it is,
is it self-preservation or what? What's the goal?
Self-preservation of what?
Of their lifestyle, of their power. What's the goal here, though?
The powers that be?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the powers that truly be in this world are disembodied spirits. So they don't really care about material things anyway. Because these are forces that are really, truly running, right? I mean, we learn that. So that's, first of all, it wouldn't be a material thing, because they're not part of that, and nor do they war in that realm. No, they don't go in that realm. We see the 3D realm. We're in it, but we're also tied into the other. So yeah, whatever runs that is, you know, it's a dark force, put it that way. But the good news is there's not just dark force, right? There is the other. So we can't worry too much, but it's okay to notice that, yeah, these things are, it's deception. So anytime you have deception, you know, it's not going to be good.
I've been digging through history a lot with books, because I found, you know, on Pinterest, obviously Pinterest is a website you go to for like ideas if you're renovating or something like that. And one thing came up about man caves, because, you know, man caves, I've got a man cave, but, you know, usually fill it up with toys, whatever that be your jam, like, I don't know, guitars, or it could be like retro gaming, or it could be motorbikes or something. But then there was one that popped up that said, bring back the library, bring back intelligence in men, not, you know, just the man cave where people. And I find that the more I read, the more I kind of go, oh, actually, you're absolutely right. Like throughout history, it's kind of like a curveball, like a sine wave. It goes up, and then there's decades of prosperity or years of prosperity, and then someone kind of takes over, and then there's years of oppression, and you also get genocide at the bottom there, and then it kind of swings back up. So I don't know, where are we in that cycle, do you think?
In the cycle, oh wow,
that's a really hard question, isn't it?
We're right now, like we're moving into quantum. Ooh. So call it what you like. So you look at how the different civilizations, and we don't even know most. Like a lot of history is a lie. I'm not sure how many people are aware of that, but it is. There's history we learn, and then there's history that we don't really know.
Mm.
There's made up stuff. You don't have to sit there and think everything you've been told is truth, because it isn't.
Yeah,
it sounds pessimistic. It isn't, though. It's not pessimistic. It's just reality. Mm. Truth is good. And truth makes sense. And truth is good. There's nothing wrong with truth. And it's okay to say, hey, you know what? Are you sure we know the whole truth? And what you're saying, yeah, so there's some parts that are. But right now, truly, see, here's the thing. We're at the launch of a quantum world.
Mm.
We are going quantum in every way, shape, and form. And you know what quantum is? A very small, small particle. And here's the thing about it, is that reality, the real world we live in, is already quantum. We are that, except we're more so, right? We're more so. Everything about this world is more so on that energetic level. Like you said, it goes in cycles, but we're going into something so new, although you don't have to worry, because the true nature of how we're made is already in that realm. Like when you see whatever quantum world we go into, this is man-made. So it's a copy of what already is. So there's nothing really to worry about. It's new. It seems new. It seems foreign. We weren't aware of it as much. But remember, they didn't invent this. This exists, right? It's like radio. It's like anything. They didn't invent radio waves. They're there. And I talk to you because that wave was there. It was created already. We're a creative place, right? So that was there. We're tapping into it. More and more, we're tapping into stuff that exists. It's mind-blowing. It's like when we moved into computers before we had them, that. But it's quantum, literally a quantum leap. And our whole world's going into that. So the cycle, you would say, goes round and round, and it does. But this has never been seen. And we've had some pretty cool technology that's been wiped out of the history book. So we have had cool technology, but this is probably the coolest, except for the original, you know, creation, which is the coolest technology. Like nothing can come close to that.
You mean Adam and Eve, cool. Like true OG? Are you talking that original?
I don't just mean them. I mean this whole world, right, is a perfect balance of creation, right? It's perfect.
It's so true. Like you look at science, not like this new age speed of science, like money. No, like actually tried and tested science, like, You know, like everything, like the mullet, it just fascinates me. Science was one of my worst subjects, by the way, in high school. So I won't try and sound like intelligent or anything. But you're absolutely right. We're in a fascinating point of history. And you're right. We can't rely on existing history, like museums and things like that. You just never know, because even like Auckland museums, Linny, like the stuff that they're putting up now wasn't there like 10 years ago, you know? Like, for example, did you know that the Chinese have been here for millennia and things like that? It's just, I feel like, huh, who's funding this? Like JP Morgan? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, huh? Like, this wasn't here, like, unless it was new knowledge or something, but I know, that's just one example, I guess. Like, the museums are changing.
And what about all the pyramids all over the world? What about all those structures all over the world? And what about the fact that they said that they had something to do with being a tomb, but when they look at it and the structure of it, it looks a lot more like an energy kind of a thing, and it's all over the world. Not just in Europe.
That's
not
true.
Just in Mexico.
I've been watching
everywhere.
A lot of ancient.
So where is that? What is that?
I've been watching a lot of ancient aliens documentaries, so I totally feel you there. But going back to my museum rant, if you don't mind, I kid you not, there was section, there's a lot more drag queens in museums now, like, you know, in terms of like pictures and things like that. So it's, again, it makes you question, like, who's funding this now, like, you know, because it's history, right? It's preserving history and like statues and things like that, you know. It's kind of like you know what you know, right?
Yeah, it's good to know history. Like, that's how you can really connect dots better, right? And that's why they like to scrub something, because they're trying to direct a narrative.
Well, I'm banned from YouTube, for example, and for videos that are 3 years old for misinformation and things like that. I'm like, dude, like, half the time it's my guest talking. So again, that, you know, that kind
of. Well, I'll try to keep it clean. I don't even know what's so loud.
We are on our own radio servers now. So we've got, actually, let's see, we've got about 28 people listening to us, unique people listening to us. So again, our reach isn't as like broad. It's more grassroots, right? Broadcasting from a steamboat in Wellington. You know, that kind of thing. And you know, just with like a little megaphone, and our radius is smaller because the bandwidth with YouTube is preferred for people pouring gravy down their pants, or 40-year-olds that act like they're decorating a 15-year-old's room. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Do you find that it's just... You're probably going to those, so I don't know.
I wouldn't know, but if you say fine.
No,
I mean,
true.
There is so much information. It's overload. Like, no one can take in the amount of information that gets pumped out. It's incredible. Incredible.
Well,
it really has come to the quantum level. There's got to be jumps. And see, this is how, why, because when they go to the next level, because remember, like you said, there's Gen Z, and that's under 25. That's adorable.
Ooh, by the
right?
way,
that's adorable.
I've been trying to keep cool with the kids. I've been learning some Gen Z slang, fellas. Okay, so no cap. No cap means not lie. Don't lie. That's about it. That's about as far as my attention span.
But what's cool is if they are, it doesn't matter what generation, because you just don't know what's going on. But here's the thing is that, so once upon a time, and you can't imagine, because they grew this, so they can't imagine a day like I totally know, like my hands, when there was no such thing. Like, people can't imagine certain things. I know what it's like to go from one to other world, right? Okay, so that's why, and I'm sure so the young may not know, because they grew up like that already. They don't know what it's like to go to a literal quantum leap. This is crazy what's coming up. It's quantum, and it's a leap. Internet of bodies. There's not even going to be true. These are facts. This is what we're going into, right? But I think younger generation understands the play games better. They play all those types of, you know, they're on another league already with virtual living. So that's
speaking of another league. Speaking of another league, there, Lenny. Sorry to interrupt you mid thought. It's fun doing these bite-sized podcasts, but you know, I feel like it's tailoring to the Gen Zs who, you know, we're up against. What's that one that's run by the CCP? That social media that's not Instagram, but what's TikTok. The new TikTok? Hello and welcome, Nitin, and thank you for putting the answer. You know, we're up against the 3 second memory span of TikTokers, so these bite-sized podcasts are pretty fun. But if you want like long form podcasts, we do have mutual friends in the podcast world at realmikemartins.com, and you can call in with Mike. He loves a good 3 to 4 hour show, whereas we do 1 hour. So there we go. Nitin is in India. Speaking of leveling it up here, we're a couple of minutes over time, but that's all right. We've got to make time for our friends. Nitin, welcome to the show. Lenny's here too, but Nitin, you're in India. Tell us about what's happening over there. Oh,
well, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. But I spoke to you, you were messaging me about like India's gone all digital in terms of money now or something along those lines. But yeah, just tell us, rant off what's on your mind.
Yeah, we've been running the digital age for quite some time. I think the moment they withdraw the, I think they did a drastic change here when they disappeared 500 rupee notes and then introduced the 2000 rupee notes.
Oh, so they're shaving off zeros, like Venezuela kind of thing?
No, the remains the same. The rupee value remains the same. They want to. The prefix was to get all the black currency out of the market.
Yeah,
that was the prefix sold to us. But we saw the truth for this, and they introduced something called the UPI. That's the digital version, digital transaction medium. So it's like you go everywhere, you can use digital money. Like even on paying tolls on the road, everything.
Isn't it interesting?
I did over the CBDC, how they silently introducing into the market, and not many people are aware of this. Like, they are really good at getting the things inside so that people just realize it once it's too late.
Yeah.
Like, funny thing happened, I actually went to some physical cash and I had to go through a lot of hoops. Like, I need to sign in the app, send in the request to withdraw my own cash from my own. And again, go wait. It usually, before it takes like 5 minutes to get for the not to get my own cash from my own bank. Ironically. So they're trying to get physical cash.
Oh, they're putting the squeeze on. Yeah.
Who's the front runner in the world at the moment with sort of, last I heard it might have been Europe where just the whole world's gone upside down, isn't it? We all know where this endgame is, like digital wallets and IDs and all sorts. Oh, no, it's just going to a really bad place, isn't it?
It doesn't have to be survived, that's for sure.
All right.
That's where it's going. It's a control thing. Good. Actually, it already is natural. Like, parts of it, our natural creation of, but see, these guys have harnessed it, and that's how that's the problem. It wouldn't have to be fine, right?
Well, I'm glad we're getting the message out there in every way possible, even if it's reaching a dozen people, which it seems to be at the moment. Which, by the way, I'm doing better than some podcasters I know in the truth of movement here. But I think that's because we do mix it with music as well. And I think that's kind of takes the edge off a little bit. People are like, yeah, man, give me some Bob Marley, and then all of a sudden, bam, Bob Marley's serving you red pills. So there we go. Anything else, fellas? Because the line keeps cutting in and out, and I think that's because we're, you know, got Linny in Canada, we've got Nissan in India, and me in little old New Zealand. But anything else in our little group chat right now?
Incredible is that people are talking across the world. That goes to show that we are an electric field, right?
Yeah, it's so true.
That's how we are. We're plugged in together. And our bodies, because, you know, we have a biofield around us. That really is what we are, right? The body.
You've put
the same Y-band as our cell phone. It is.
Well, I've got a siren. I've got a siren behind me, so they're cottoning onto us, fellas. But no, it's not. But I was going to say, you've put this really great imagery of like a brain sparking different like electrical sparks, and that's kind of what we're doing with our conversations. And yeah, it's interesting. Well, thank you so much for joining us in this part of the segment of Kiwi Radio. Again, both Nissan and Linny are good friends of the podcast. And we've become good. Short circuiting the matrix here on Kiwi Radio, as well as fm.co.nz. If you are expecting a bit of music, I'm going to sign off with one right now, which our previous guest, Free Hugs Guy, who's been hugging everyone in downtown Auckland, good vibes, recommended, which is Crazy P. And the track is called You Are We. So you are we, I am you, you and me. Yep, see, it's just so fitting. Well, thank you, everybody, and you have a great time over there in India and Canada, okay?
Thank you so much. What an awesome show.
Thank you.
Stay free.
Woo! Okay, you bet.
Stay free.
All right.
All right. Well, that's so good to have friends around the world, isn't it? And if you want to join us next time, head over to instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Hit me up there or call in 09889855 if you're in New Zealand. Yeah, would love to have you on the show, especially if you're making some indie music and stuff like that. You can also email us at kiwiradio@proton.me. And that's it for the day. My name's Ralphie, signing out for kiwiradio.nz as well as upfm.co.nz. Here's a bit of Crazy P for ya.
We held our love. our love.
Crazy Pete. And that was some crazy fun we had this evening. Big shout out to our musical guest at the first half called East York. Go check him out on Instagram.com/East York Band. They're doing some awesome, awesome music this year, and hope to see them live at some point. Big thank you to FreeHugs_NZ, also on Instagram, for joining us today. His DJ handle on Instagram is _Deltra. And our wonderful guests Linny and Nitin for joining us on the second half. Well, that is it for this evening. I want to say shout out to everyone joining us in the members page, and you can also become a member of the radio station by, you know, contributing like $2 a month, that kind of thing. It would be really great, because we had a $500 bill come in for our servers the other day, which should last for another year, but it does all add up. So I reckon if we make a target of $40 extra a month, you know, so get in there, chuck us $2, $5, something like that each month, and that'll go towards some good plugging Kiwi and indie musicians, and also giving you guys a platform to just say whatever you want without, you know, with the freedom that we give you. We want to say thank you to our sponsor, AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz. We'll be doing some upcoming gigs with them this February. Some in Browns Bay, some in Western Springs. I'll be doing the music, that kind of thing. So head over to AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz for upcoming gigs. And speaking of upcoming, we also have more guests for you each and every Tuesday here in New Zealand, where we uncover all sorts of magical guests for you each and every week. It's good fun. Can you believe we're 104 episodes in? It's fantastic. Coming up on the show, we have Liana Hart. Sahara has sent me some new music, so she'll be joining us in an upcoming episode. Smart Parks, who's actually an R&B guy from South Africa, another international friend, he's been coming back in, to the podcast regularly, so he's been really creative. Back to the Hillside, Albie and the Wolves, Offside Band, and lots more lined up. And if you want to be part of the show, Instagram.com/KiwiRadio.nz. Hit me a private message there. And thank you so much for joining us. That's it. Woo! We did it. All right, you enjoy your evening. We're going to go back to the autoplay music set here. And thanks for joining us each and every week on a Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. Thank you very much for listening to my wonderful New Zealand accent, their overseas people. better than Lord of the Rings, I tell you. Anyways, goodbye.